the European debt crisis claims another victim.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Prime Minister of Portugal has stepped down after lawmakers gave his plan to cut the country's budget a thumbs down. The news is adding to worries about European debt, which sounds far away, but has proven it can affect the economy right here in the United States. Let's get the latest from our Europe correspondent, Stephen Beard. He's with us live now from London. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, put this latest news from Portugal in context for us. What does it mean?
This puts more pressure on the euro. Portugal is now in political disarray. It's going to be harder and harder for its government to borrow. In fact, their long-term interest rates hit a record high today. So it's now more likely than ever that Portugal's going to have to be bailed out, like Greece and like Ireland. And this is the problem for the euro. This would be the third euro country to go off the rails, the third domino. Here's Steve Barrow of Standard Bank.
As these dominoes fall, the market really just sort of sniffs blood and feels that literally any country could be vulnerable.
Spain could be next in the firing line. Belgium perhaps is even a more likely candidate, as it's already in political disarray. It hasn't had an effective government since last summer.
And Brussels, Belgium, is where European leaders are meeting today, Stephen, about the debt crisis. What's at stake for Europe and for the global economy?
Quite a lot. I mean, if this debt crisis in Europe really explodes so that Europe just can't afford to bail out any more countries, it could threaten the survival of the euro. It would cause absolute mayhem in financial markets and wreck the economies of the eurozone, a major market, by the way, for American goods. We're a long way from that. But this Portuguese fiasco does show the debt crisis is very much alive.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.
Well, Best Buy reports fourth quarter earnings today. The consumer electronics giant has been losing ground lately thanks to increasing competition from online retailers and from discount stores like Walmart. But as Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports, Best Buy has a new strategy.
Best Buy wants you to know it's not just another big box store. So it's revamping. New stores will be less cluttered, and they'll have sales staff to show you how all your appliances can work together. Michael Pachter follows Best Buy at Wedbush Securities, and he says the company used to be a favorite.
They would have every model of every television. They'd have all the consumer entertainment that you could hope to find, and they had a really knowledgeable staff that could help you figure out what you needed.
Part of the problem is now you can get all that and more on the internet, and Pachter isn't convinced the new strategy is going to bring people back in.
Where they're misguided is that I think that most consumers are going to value service very little in 3 to 5 years, because I think most device manufacturers are going to build in kind of natural and easy integration of devices.
That is that your cell phone will be designed to talk to your TV, so you won't need sales staff to help you do that. He thinks the only way for Best Buy to thrive again is to downsize and specialize in one product, say a small store that does nothing but cell phones. Best Buy didn't return calls before deadline. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly higher across the world. European stocks up a fraction of a percent right now. Big screen movie theater chain IMAX said today it's seeing record growth in China and will open up 75 more theaters there in the next 4 years. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 67 points, closed at 12,086.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong. By CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best. The Knowledge Effect.
Now to that $39 billion AT&T plan to take over T-Mobile, the one that would reduce competition in the world of cell phone service. Well, for some reason, it's got our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, very excited. He joins us now. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Jeremy.
So why are you so excited about this big AT&T T-Mobile deal that we found out about this week? I mean, everybody says it's going to be terrible for consumers.
Well, but it's good news for the economy. I mean, think about it this way, Jeremy. You know, CEOs for the past couple of years have been scared. They've been in a survival mode. Well, they're now leaving the bunker. They're willing to take a risk. They're going to, you know, buy a business. They're going to expand. And so, you know, the famous phrase of John Maynard Keynes, the animal spirits of capitalism, at least in the executive suite, are being unleashed.
Well, why are they being unleashed right now? We've still got a lot of uncertainty in places like Libya and Japan. Why are CEOs so ready to jump into the marketplace again?
Well, the signs have been growing that this economy is doing better. For example, the Conference Board runs a survey of CEO confidence, and it's been improving. And KPMG did a survey taking a look at CEOs, and they're more interested in mergers and acquisitions. So I think it is a time to consolidate your business, to expand your business if that's what you want to do. And if the economy is getting better, it's a safe forecast to say interest rates are going to go up, and therefore an acquisition would be more expensive down the road.
And what do these mergers and acquisitions, if we're about to get into a big M&A boom, what does this mean for the rest of us?
Well, we have a lot of experience with this. And what we know is that it means in companies where you have the mergers, there's going to be a lot of job losses.
Right.
Because you're going to get rid of redundant positions, right? That's just what happens. And you have to justify the costs and all the efficiencies. And then in certain industries where you're having a lot of consolidation, you're sort of eliminating the competition, again, a lot of job losses. If you take a look from the perspective of the overall economy, however, it's that, you know, famous phrase by Joseph Schumpeter, creative destruction. I think we're seeing more growth. I think we're seeing more opportunity. So overall, job creation. But if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, job losses.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks a lot.
And finally, we learned a bit about Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein when he testified at an insider trading trial yesterday. He said he often reads the Wall Street Journal, but not always. He said he prefers voicemail to email. And he described his bank's willingness to trade with clients as, quote, a service we do for the world, end quote. He then quickly changed that to a service we do for our clients. For our clients. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson on Twitter at Jeremy Hobson, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
When you think of Petco, the pet supply store, this is probably not what comes to mind.
It is the size of a Blockbuster video. It is very trendy, upbeat. Your sales staff is in jeans and really cool t-shirts.
I'm Kai Rizdahl taking Fido upmarket next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.